The province introduced legislation Thursday to make it easier for strata corporations and owners to install charging stations for their electric vehicles in multi-unit condominiums. The most significant proposed amendment to the Strata Property Act calls for lowering the voting threshold from 75 to 50% approval for expenditures and changes to common and personal property that are needed to install EV charging stations, making it easier for strata councils to approve the introduction of such stations on the property. Another amendment will require a strata corporation to approve an owner's request to install an EV charging station, at the owner's expense, when reasonable criteria are met. These amendments are a practical solution that reduce barriers for communities and owners converting to electric vehicles in stratas, said Tony Joventu, executive director of the Condominium Homeowners Association of BC. They strike a good balance between enabling the adoption of more EVs, electrification of parking garages, and providing strata corporations with the flexibility necessary to appropriately manage their properties and protect the interests of all the owners. The number of electric vehicles on BC's roads has increased from 5,000 in 2016 to more than 109,000 as of December 2022. Under the province's Zero Emission Vehicles Act, which passed in 2019, 30% of vehicle sales and leases need to be zero-emission vehicles by 2030, rising to 100% by 2040. To encourage people to purchase hybrid and electric vehicles, the province offers rebates ranging from $500 to $4,000, depending on income, and has made used electric vehicles exempt from provincial sales tax. British Columbia has one of the largest public electric vehicle charging networks in Canada, but we need to make it easier for more people to charge their EVs at home, said Josie Osborne, Minister of Energy, Mines and Low Carbon Innovation. When people have access to EV charging stations at home, they're much more likely to purchase electric vehicles. This new legislation builds on our ongoing work to get more EVs on the road, reduce our reliance on fossil fuels and meet our climate goals. For more information on rebates, go to goelectricbc.gov.bc.ca/personal-rebate-offer/passenger-vehicle-rebates/individuals. Pare at timescolonist.com.